We've been here learning about what the island has been through during Hurricane Maria and since then. We've been seeing signs of progress and hearing about issues that remain unresolved. And one of those issues that's been very much on people's minds this week is actually a number. How many people actually died either directly because of the hurricane or conditions thereafter? That's because Harvard researchers released a study estimating that more than 4,000 people died as a result of Hurricane Maria, a shocking number when you compare it to the government's official tally, 64. This much bigger number is just an estimate, but it's become a focal point for a lot of anger and sadness. That became very clear to us during a tour of one of the FEMA emergency supply warehouses earlier this week. Puerto Rico's Secretary of Public Safety, Hector Pesquera, faced a barrage of questions from journalists about the discrepancy between the Harvard number and the official death toll. I caught up with him at the end of the press conference.
The question of the death toll, the official number, is obviously a very sensitive issue. Can you just describe why is it?
It is the most frustrating thing for me, because I'm always looking for the root cause. What is it that causes this event to escalate? We came with what the legal framework is for us to certify death. That's all we can do. We cannot speculate. We cannot, on a hunch, say, well, we think it. No, we can only go that.
It seems as though there is this ongoing suspicion that the government is trying to hide the real number. Is that what you are seeing and hearing?
That question was asked before by one of your colleagues. I don't know if that's what causing it, but there is no purpose on this government, myself included, first and foremost, because I'm the spokesperson, to say, lie or misrepresent or mislead people.
I'm joined once again by NPR's Adrian Florido. Adrian, it sounds like the government here is feeling the pressure to release more information.
Yeah, it has been feeling that pressure for a long time. In February, the government actually commissioned its own study from researchers at George Washington University to come up with a more precise count. That study has been delayed. It's still in the works. But after a lot of the attention this week, the government yesterday did start to release more statistics, more data, death count for 2017. Not complete information, but some.
I mean, I think one of the things that encapsulates what we're talking about here, kind of the level of feeling that there still is around this, is that yesterday you took a walk to the steps of the Capitol building here, which was the scene of a demonstration. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it was something between a protest and a memorial. People were going to set out pairs of shoes to represent the hundreds, possibly thousands of people believed to be among the uncounted dead. And one of the people I met there in front of the Capitol was Luis Vasquez. I went up to him because he was barefoot, and I realized that he'd taken off his own shoes and placed them among the rest that had already been set out. It turned out that his father's body was found in his house 2 weeks after the storm.
We thought he wasn't communicating with us because he had no power in his cell phone, because there was no electricity.
Vasquez said that his dad is just one of many stories like this in Puerto Rico.
I think that there are a lot of shoes that are missing here.
Annie Sanchez brought a pair of her old sneakers.
If you were here and you saw your neighbors die because they couldn't go down the stairs because they were too old, and just people, old people left behind, we have to count them. We have to pay respect. Let them know that they were not forgotten.
One thing Sanchez told me is that few people in Puerto Rico actually think that number, 4,645, is a true count. But the numbers become a symbol of the government's failures to protect people, of the suspicions people have. But the numbers become a symbol, right, of the government's failures to protect people, of the suspicions people have that the government tried to suppress the death count. One of the organizers of this demonstration, Yarima Gonzalez, told me there's also something else.
4,645, it's not only a number. It's not just a number. They are people, and this is the representation of them. To me, that is something really strong and powerful.
This demonstration was only supposed to be in place yesterday afternoon, but people have kept coming to add more shoes. And when I went back earlier today, there were almost 2,000 pairs. José Vieira was numbering them with a black Sharpie.
Este país tiene una cultura de velatorio, de que le gusta velar a sus muertos. Y aquí hay muchas personas que...
Vieira said that here in Puerto Rico, there is this very strong culture of grieving over the bodies of the dead, of finding comfort in that as the surviving family. But here, a lot of families didn't have that chance because they had to bury their family members quickly or cremate them. And that's why he thinks that this demonstration continues to grow after more than a day. People are coming to add their shoes because they want to heal collectively.